Lesson 26, vocabulary. Lacham. In the Nifal, it means to fight, do battle, or wage war. The Nifal perfect is nilcham. And note that there's no kal meaning for this, so this is what the Nifal means, to fight, do battle, or wage war. Malat, in the Nifal, to slip away, escape, or be delivered. The Nifal perfect, nimlat. No kal meaning here. Sathar, in the Nifal, to hide oneself, be hid, or be concealed. The form in the perfect, nistar. No kal form. Kara, in the kal, to call, proclaim, read, or name. Sha'ar, in the Nifal, to be left over or remain. The Nifal perfect, nish'ar. The Nifal participle, nish'ar, is one who is left over, meaning a survivor. Shava, in the Nifal, to swear or take an oath. The perfect, nishba. The imperfect, yishaba or yishabea. This is an issue with a guttural and root three position, so we'll deal with that a little bit later. Nouns. Mo'ed, appointed time, season, or meeting place. Nasi, prince or chief prince. Eitha, the congregation or assembly. Eitz, tree, trees, or wood. Sheveth, or shaveth, the rod, staff, scepter, or tribe. And other forms, gam, this is a conjunction meaning also.